I want to read a verse from the Bible and then speak very briefly on it. This is a verse that is found in the letter of Paul to the Romans and chapter 4. If you want to follow that in your Bible, letter of Paul to the Romans and chapter 4. And right at the end of chapter 4, the last verse, verse 25, the Apostle Paul speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he says, he was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. He was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. When we read the Bible, in particular when we read the New Testament, it soon becomes very clear that there is one event, actually two events that are joined together, that dominate the teaching of the Bible. When you read the New Testament, you read about Christ's servants going into the world. And before that, you read about Christ himself and his life and his ministry. And as you read this New Testament, you find that there is this event that dominates all of it, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Those 3 days are at the background and the overarching theme of the whole of the Bible. So what we're doing today in celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we're actually celebrating one of the most remarkable events, and one of those events that has actually turned the history of the world upside down, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why is the resurrection of Jesus Christ so important? Why do we believe in it? Why is it that if you came to me as the pastor of this church, and you say to me, look, Sukesh, I don't believe Jesus rose from the dead bodily. I don't believe that there is an empty tomb where once they lay the body of Jesus. I don't believe in this bodily resurrection. I would have to say to you, you'll have to resign your membership. We cannot have a member of this church who denies the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Why is it so important? Well, I want to give you 3 reasons this morning why the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so important. 3 reasons this morning. And the first is this. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is important because it proves that everything the Bible says is true. The resurrection of Jesus Christ proves that everything the Bible says, from Genesis to Revelation, from the first book of the Bible to the last book of the Bible, everything the Bible says is true and nothing but the truth. Now, that's a remarkable statement to make, but actually when you study the Bible, particularly when you study the New Testament, you realize that that is actually what is happening. The disciples of Jesus, they went into the world with the gospel. They went to the Jews, who had an Old Testament religion of priests and temple and animal sacrifices. And they preached to them Christ crucified, Christ risen from the dead. They went to the Gentile world. Gentile means non-Jewish. People who followed Greek philosophy. People who followed pagan religions. People who followed idolatrous religions. And wherever they went, they would speak about the death of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And they would say to these people that everything that you read in the Bible, this is what they say to the Jews, everything you read in the Bible is actually true because Jesus died and Jesus rose from the dead. You read the Bible, you find there's all sorts of stories in it. There is all sorts of literature in it. There is historical literature in the Old Testament. There are prophecies. There are Psalms. There are Proverbs. There are all these different types of writings. You come into the New Testament, you find these letters, you find books of history. But actually, they're all saying one and the same thing. They're saying that we as human beings are sinners before God. And all the books of the Bible are saying that God is merciful and kind and gracious and loving. And they're all saying that God has planned our salvation. God has put into action a plan to save sinful men and women, to bring them out of their sin, to grant them forgiveness of their sin, to cleanse them from their sin, to bring them into his kingdom, to make them his children, and to love them in eternity, to perfect them so that they may be with him in eternity. And the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ says to us all these things are true. If you aren't a Christian here this morning, the Bible says to you that you are a sinner before God. I know this is unfashionable language, it's unpopular language, but it is true. And the Bible says to you that if you are not a born-again Christian, you're actually alienated from God, you're separated from God, and you're in your sin, and your sin is upon you, and God will judge your sin. And if you remain in unbelief, you will be in a place of darkness, cut off from God for eternity. Again, I know this sounds unfashionable and it sounds like medieval theology. It's actually biblical truth. And the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ came into this world with a mission to save us from our sins. And it tells us that he died upon a cross. And it tells us that when he died upon that cross, he took our sins upon himself and he paid the penalty for those sins. And he satisfied the law of God on our behalf. And he rose again on the third day to prove that his sacrifice was acceptable to God. And he rose again from the dead to prove that all these things are true. We are in our sins and we remain in our sins until we trust in the Lord Jesus. And then we know the forgiveness of our sins because Christ died for us. So the resurrection of Jesus proves that everything that the Bible says is true. Many years ago, when my children were young, we went to a hands-on museum. I've forgotten where this place was, but it was a museum where you made all sorts of things or took part in all kinds of activities. And of course, the children loved that sort of thing. And I always remember one of the things that they did was to build an arched bridge. I'm sure you've seen these bridges. You've probably driven under them, an arched bridge. And it's simply a bridge which is an arch and a road over it, and you go over that bridge. And you look at that bridge, and there's no central support. There's a road under it. But there's no central support holding up the bridge. And I didn't really know how this, I'm not a scientist, didn't know how this was constructed. Then we went to this museum, and they said, now you can build this arched bridge, and they gave them the pieces. And I realized that you put all these pieces in place and they all support each other. I'm on very shaky ground here because I'm not a scientist. Some of you here are engineers and you're probably saying he's talking a load of rubbish. But this is how it appeared to me, that all these pieces were supporting each other and there were this central piece and you put in that central piece and it holds the whole bridge together so that it doesn't collapse. And that is how the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ are. There's all these teachings in the Bible. And the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is that piece that holds the whole thing together as a solid foundation. The resurrection of Jesus Christ proved that everything that the Bible says is true. Perhaps you're not a Christian here today. Perhaps you've never read the Bible. One of the reasons I chose that testimony we watched earlier, because I like the fact that this man read the Bible. He was a scientist. We heard his stories, an atheist. And then he thought, I'd better read the Bible just to see what it says. And I liked that. And I encourage you to do that. Pick up the Bible and read it. And you will see great truths in it, all held together by this one great truth. Christ rose from the dead bodily. So the first reason why the resurrection is so important, it proves that everything the Bible says is true. The second reason why the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so important is that it means that there is only one way we can know the forgiveness of our sins. It means there's only one way we can know the forgiveness of our sins. We live in a world where plurality is everywhere. And there is this teaching that all religions are true. You know, you're given this picture of a mountain, and there are different paths going up the mountain. And they say, well, the Muslims have their own path, and they're going up their own path, and the Hindus and the Buddhists and so on, they all have their own path, and you're all following your own paths, and you'll all get there to the top. It's just that you're following different paths. Sounds very attractive, doesn't it? It sounds like a nice thing to believe, because you don't then have to get into confrontation with people, and you don't have to start saying to people, actually, you are wrong and I'm right. But actually, that teaching is false. If you hold that teaching today, I want to tell you this very clearly, you're believing a lie. All religions aren't the same. It's not the case that there is this mountain and there are different paths and they all go to the top. And we're all heading in the same direction. And as long as you are sincere, you'll be okay. Sincerity doesn't save anybody. You can believe something to be true, and you can be sincere in your belief, and yet it's wrong. And so, what is the resurrection of Jesus Christ all about? It is telling us that there's only one way to be saved. There is one way we can know the forgiveness of our sins. There is one way we can come into fellowship with God the Father. There is one way we can be cleansed of the filth of our sins. There is one way by which the anger of God may be removed from us and the law of God may be satisfied. One way whereby we may enter heaven, and that is through faith alone in Christ alone. The resurrection of Jesus Christ proves that he alone is the Savior who can save us from our sins and take us to heaven. Because God the Father raised him from the dead. And in raising him from the dead, God the Father was making a statement, he alone is the Savior. You know, no other person has ever experienced resurrection. There are people who came back to life from the dead. We know that because the Bible tells us that. There were people in the Old Testament who died and then came back to life because God in his mercy brought them back to life. There were people in the New Testament. But that wasn't resurrection. That was simply resuming biological life. So the person who died and then came back to life, they came back to the age that they were when they died, and then they continued to live, and their body deteriorated with the aging process, and they grew old, and they died. So that wasn't resurrection. That was simply coming back to life. But Jesus' resurrection is unique, because God raised him back to life, and he is now in an eternal body. And we will have a resurrection body one day. And by raising him from the dead, the Father was making this statement, he alone is Savior. And you want salvation, you must trust him alone. You want the forgiveness of your sins. You want to be right with God. You want your conscience to be cleansed from works of unrighteousness, from sin. You want to know that you are right with God. Christ alone is Savior. Perhaps you've joined us this morning and you're looking into these things. Perhaps you think you're a Christian and you're not sure. And I want to tell you this. Jesus Christ saves, and he alone saves. And if you want to know the salvation of your soul, you want to know the forgiveness of your sins, you want to know a sure hope of heaven, you must put your trust in him. You must ask him to save you from your sins. You must ask him to forgive you. You must ask him to reconcile you to God the Father, to make you a child of God. Christ alone is Savior. If you have Christ, you have all the blessings of heaven. If you don't have Christ, you have much of the things of this world, but you have nothing of eternal value. The resurrection of Jesus Christ proves that he alone is able to save us from our sins. And then the third reason why the resurrection of Jesus Christ is important. It is important in the first place because it proves that everything the Bible says is true. Secondly, it shows that there's only one way we can be forgiven, and that is through Christ. And the third reason why the resurrection of Jesus Christ is important, it's because his resurrection means that all who hope in him have a sure hope of heaven. His resurrection means all who have trusted in him have a sure hope of heaven. We as Christians believe in heaven. We as Christians believe that when we die, we will go to be with God in heaven. We as Christians believe that when the Lord Jesus returns, he will raise our bodies. We also will experience resurrection. And we as Christians believe that we will live with Christ in our resurrection bodies eternally. And this is not some fairy tale thinking. This is not some wishful thinking. This is not that we are trying to persuade ourselves when the voice of doubt is shouting louder and louder. That is not the Christian life, you know. God is very gracious to us as Christians. God is very merciful to us as Christians. And the Holy Spirit of God who lives in us strengthens our faith. So we're not always fighting the voice of doubt and fighting against this inner voice. Surely it can't be true. We know it's true. We know it's true. How do we know it's true? Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead bodily. And the Bible tells us he's the first fruits. In other words, the Bible says what he experienced, we also will experience. And we know we will experience that because he experienced it. And he's our Savior and he's our Lord. And he has secured this experience for us. You're a Christian here this morning. You have every reason to rejoice in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in unusual circumstances, and you're cut off from your family. You can't see your children, grandchildren, other members of the family. And so in some ways, it's not a particularly happy time. And yet, what a wonderful reminder today that Christ our Lord is risen. And he has guaranteed heaven for us. And as long as we trust in him and we've put our faith in him, we know that we have an eternal hope of heaven. Perhaps you're in your advanced years and you know the day is coming when you will leave this earth. And you're thinking about what will happen. And I say to you, if you're a Christian, you have every reason to hope that you will be in heaven. You have every reason to believe it, because that is not in yourself. You're not trusting in yourself. You're not saying, well, I've been good, I've been religious, I've gone to church. You're not looking at anything like that. You are looking at a historic fact. Jesus Christ rose from the dead bodily. It really happened. This is a historic fact. We're not talking about mythology here. This really happened. Jesus rose from the dead bodily. And so you know that your body will also experience the resurrection. And you know that you will be with him in eternity because he has been raised by the Father. Christ's resurrection guarantees our eternal life. It shows us that our hope of heaven is a sure hope. Well, friends, we have many hours in these coming days and weeks to fill as we're at home in isolation. And it's a wonderful thing, you know, to read the Bible, and particularly over this Easter time, to meditate on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It'll cheer you. It'll encourage you. It'll build up your faith. Think much on the Savior who died for you and who was raised to life for our justification.